We were learning at the end, we were learning last week, I finished the parak, where Rav Kook was telling us how there's great value to words of Torah that a Jew says, and the Torah that a person learns, even though by covering as much ground as possible, he's compromising in some way his understanding and the depth of understanding. Nevertheless, we learned last week that the shefa of diburim, of words that come out from the mouth of a person, and a person trying to make his way through Teres Hashem, that itself contributes a great deal to lifting this person up. And each and every one of us has nachayis, besides, of course, learning something more in depth, bi'iyun, to cover as much of the Torah as we can. And you should have pages from Sichas Aran, that from last week. So we're going to do a little bit from Rabbi Nachman, from Sichas Aran, and a little bit then from a contemporary tzaddik, from Bichamai Morgenstern, on this inyan. So in the Sichas Aran, page Ayin Vav, where it says, V'darkai hayatamid. V'darkai hayatamid. Rabbi Nachman is telling us something of Rabbi Nachman's ways. Before, Rabbi Nachman had been telling, Rabbi Nachman was telling us, Rabbi Nachman said to him how he learned, Rabbi Nachman's way in learning, and how many times he would go through Shulchan Aruch and Shas, reviewing, going through again, reviewing, and the Seder Hayayim. The Darko Hayatamid, Shahayaloi made Harbe Harbe Kol Yamav. And this was Rabbi Nachman's way. Shahayaloi made Harbe Harbe, that he would learn a great deal. Now, Rabbi Nachman is not just telling us how many hours Rabbi Nachman put into learning, that he spent a lot of time learning. Obviously, he spent every free minute that he had learning. He's talking about how much he learned, what he covered. And the Darko Hayatamid Shahayaloi made Harbe Harbe Kol Yomav Ad Hasayf, that all of the years of his life till the end. Unfortunately, it was not a long life. He was nifty, he was 38 years old. But Kol Yomav Ad Hasayf Afilu Be'ez Acherlas HaKoved Shahayaloi B'Sayf, even at the time of his terrible illness, at the end of his life. Vaf al pi shahayalov tircha ditzibur, even though Rabbi Nachman was very preoccupied with the chassidim, with the tzibur, shayoisek harbe imanu, that he was very busy with us. Vim kol anoshav, with all of his people, lekarvam l'avaydus Hashem, to be makarv us to avaydus Hashem. And to advise us in everything that we were doing. Now, besides that, he was preoccupied, just physically preoccupied with dealing with us and teaching us and taking care of all of our inyan. And besides that, he had an extraordinary mind. And gam moichayim mishaytet tamid bahasogis gevoyz v'nerayis tamid. His mind was constantly drifting off, was meshoitet, he was constantly thinking about hasogas gevoyz v'nairos, great, awesome machshavas, thoughts, that he was meshoitet in very, very deep machshavas. That was his way. V'chulu v'chulu means, we can't, of course, be masig anything of what the hasagas were, the mind that he had, and how he was thinking about all these different things. Afal pichein, what's important for us is that nevertheless, despite how busy he was with the chassidim, and despite how he himself, his whole nature was for his mind to move into uncharted territory, and he had such machshavas and such a madrega. Nevertheless, Haya Isaac believed that Tarei bepshitus hargai v'chol yom v'yom. Ibn Achman overcame his own nature, where he could sit, a person like that, when not master, could sit on one machshava, you know, for 50 years. He overcame that, and he was Isaac believed that Tarei bepshitus hargai. He learned Tarei bepshitus hargai. Poshet, to learn pshat in Torah, a lot, v'chol yom v'yom. Each and every day. Lahaya Tarud Klal, and not only that, but when he was learning, he didn't seem to be, when he was learning, and he had this whole Seder, which we'll see, the Seder Yom that he had, the learning, that when he was learning, Lahaya Tarud Klal, he didn't seem to be, Tarud really means here, he didn't seem to be anxious, or nervous, or in a hurry, or all of his learning every day, his storm that he had, with all of the things that were going on, was with Yishuv Hadas. And this Inyan of Rabbi Nachman, despite all that was going on, for him to have do all of this with Yishuv Hadas, he says in this way, and other ways as well, but this was a Chiddush Nifla, this was a wondrous Chiddush. That he was like that. It was a chiddush nifla. V'e'ef shal asapa mezeklal. He said, I can't even explain this. I can't describe the yishav adas of Rabbi Nachman. O'mach mezeh ha'y lo p'nai al kol davar. And because of this, he had time for everything. Ha'y lo p'nai al kol davar. V'tamid ha'y limudo b'mehiwus gadol ma'ayd. And always his learning was b'mehiwus gadol ma'ayd. Very fast. Very, very fast. The mihi was gadol ma'ayd. V'hayilam mikama dapin paisik b'sha'achas, and in 1 hour he would learn many pages of Shulchan Aruch. In kol ha'pirushim kulam shesaviv ha'ar b'Shulchan Aruch ha'nitfasim mekaragol, with all of the pirushim that are printed in the big volumes of Shulchan Aruch, which is pretty much what we have now. Nowadays they have some new things they put in, but pretty much. What that means is Shehem, Haturei Zav the Taz, Vamogen Avram, Vaber Hagoyel, Pri Chodesh, Vateres Kenim, Chiyetz B'Mishach Halach. He would learn Mishachas Kamadapin, a number of pages in an hour. V'Siper, and he told us Shebeis Shehoilam Mechinim Atzim L'Spal B'Barker, that during the time that the Oilam is getting ready, you know, slowly getting themselves ready and getting dressed and getting out and to gather together in shul, from the time that they start to get together in shul, ad shemaschin l'spal, during that time, who learned arba dapim? He would learn 8 pages of Shulchan Aruch with all the mefarshim. 8 pages of Shulchan Aruch with all the mefarshim. So whatever he was learning, whether it was in Gemara, or was a Pesach, whatever it was, everything was b'mehiwas gadol ma'ayd, with a great speed. And Rabbi Nachman talked to us a great deal about this. That it's very good to learn b'mehiwas, quickly. But if lila daktek harbe belimudai, and not to be so medaktek, not to get stuck, to be medaktek in a particular point, to get stuck in that point, not to do that. Lila daktek harbe belimudai. Doesn't mean you don't know what you're talking about, but not lila daktek harbe, akasha, the third kasha, this and that, fourth, fifth kasha. Not lila daktek harbe belimudai. Rakluma bepshitas bezrizas. To learn bepshitas, simply the pshat, bezrizas. And quickly. V'levli lebalbel daitai harbe b'shas limudai, and not to get confused when you're learning. Me'inyin le'inyin. From one inyin that you're learning, to ask kashas and to get worried about another inyin that you learned. To start getting caught up in that from one inyin to the other inyin. Your responsibility is to understand the pshat of where you're learning, of what you're in right now, the simple pshat in what you're learning right now. Not to get lost in kashas from other places. And if you see it happens, that you can't understand something. Don't get stuck there for a long time. Try, you work at it. If it doesn't go, it doesn't go. You go weiter. Don't spend a lot of time in that one place. Move. Don't spend a lot of time over there. It's okay. Leave that. Go to something else. And move ahead. You didn't. You try. You work a little bit. You didn't get it. So you go to the next. Then go on to the next gemara. Go on to the next thing. Val pi harayv yeda acharkach mimei lamashal hayim meivim betchila. He says usually what happens is that in the end mimei you'll end up understanding that. Mashal hayim meivim betchila, that which you didn't understand at the beginning. Kishayilmad kaseida bezvizus lahalin yaisa, when you just keep on moving and learn a lot more, and you keep on going ahead and learn more and more, that mimela you'll understand what you couldn't get before. That happens a lot of times in yeshiva. Sitting there in chavrusa and arguing over this whole thing and trying to be like this, right, like that, right, over this piece, and then it's frustrating. Each one has this pshat, that pshat, and then you read the next sentence, it says exactly what. It's exactly what you were trying to figure out. And a lot of our difficulties in learning has to do with the fact that we simply know very little. We hardly know anything. So it's Pasha Shkolim. So how many of us learned Shkolim? Mishnai Shkolim, Yerushalmi Shkolim. So it's Pasha Shkolim. So a person's going to look a little bit in some safe. It says something about Shkolim and start to make a whole drush and to fight about it. It's in the Mishnah. He didn't ever learn the Mishnayos. Rabbi Nachman is saying that go through Kol HaTorah Kulo. And Mimela, you'll see that a lot of the things that you didn't understand, you'll begin to understand. Because the reason that you don't understand is because you don't know anything. And the Torah is Ashlemus. And the Torah is Ani B'mokim Echad Nashim B'mokim Acher. In one place it doesn't say much. In another place it says more. So you have Bochum sitting for a week on a few lines in Tosfos, because Tosfos assumes that they already learned Bav Metzia, Bav Kama, Bav Basra. And Tosfos is asking a certain kash over here, right now in Chulin, with the assumption that you already have a proficiency in Shas. And instead, you're taking out all the different Gemaras, and then you're spending an hour trying to figure out what's in Bav Kama, this Gemara, what's in Bav Basra, that Gemara. You never saw this, you never heard of it, you don't know what this means at all. And it's like that Bechlal with learning. The Omar and he said, "She'ein tzvichin b'limud rak hamira levad leimah hadvarim kaseida." He says the main thing with learning is just say it. Don't read it. Pronounce the words. Say the words. The ikur is to say the words. Leimah hadvarim kaseida. Obviously, to say the words, to think what the words mean. But leimah hadvarim kaseida, umimele yavir. And umimele, you'll see, if you say them kaseida, the words, and you say them out loud, you'll see that umimele yavir, you'll understand. V'leibalbel daitai betchilas limudai. And don't mix your mind up in the beginning when you're learning something. That you want to understand the oimik, the depth of this thing right away, of this inyan right away. And because of this, you have right away, if you have to understand everything right away, you have a lot of difficulties with it. You have a lot of questions you don't understand. You can't figure it out. Just besimcha and bezrizes, you throw yourself into the limud and you read it and you say it You say it strong and out loud and fast. V'yarmika say the bezvizas u'meli yavim. U'meli you'll understand. V'imla yavim tekef yavim achakach. And if you don't understand now, you'll eventually understand. V'im yisharu is it v'ram, and if there are some things that are left, shafa pichen layuchalam el kavanosam. And you see, it didn't help. You don't understand them. So Rabbi Nachman says, Mabakach, so what? Mabakach, imagine saying this in the yeshivas. Mabakach, so Rabbi Nachman says, okay, so what? It's Mabakach. Mabakach, so what? Kimailas vibo halimut oil alakol. Because the maila, the greatness and the advantage and all of the benefits that come with learning a lot of Torah, Oyla al hakol, is greater than any benefits you might get from spending the next 5 hours krachtsing over that word or that concept. Kimailas ribar alimut oyla al hakol. That's more important than anything. Mailas ribui alimut. To learn a lot. Kamesh omr chachmen is a chrono levracha. As Chazal say, mentioned last week. Ligmar v'hada lizbar. Ligmar, learn. Ligmar means learn, like from a Gemara. Ligmar. Learn. V'hada lizbar, and afterwards figure it out. Lizbar is a svara. And then to come to the understanding. Ligmar v'hada lizbar. V'af al gavd lo yodim akoma. Even though you don't always know what you're saying. Shenemar. Chazal bring a pasuk. Gar sanav shilotava. My soul, Garasanav, she says the words with great yearning and great longing. Kayedei riboy halimud, because by learning a lot and covering a lot of ground, kayedei riboy halimud sheyilmad b'mehirus, and learning quickly and a lot, v'yizke lilmad harbe, you'll be zaycha to learn a lot, to cover a lot of ground. And by this, you'll be able to complete many times the svarim that you're learning, legavram, to finish them, and then you'll have time v'lachzu lahaschil, to start them again, legavram pamachapam, and to learn them again and again. Could be the first time around you didn't get it. The second or third time around it'll become clearer. Whatever your mind is capable of understanding. Rabbi Nachman spoke a lot about this inyan. Rabbi Nosson says, I can't explain all of this really in writing. I can't explain all of this in writing. Probably the phone is not working. Ava be'emes, hu derech eitz ha'tovim ma'oid bin yin ha'limud. The truth is that this is an eitz ha'tov, Rabbi Nosson says. Eitzah tovah ma'od. It's a very, very good eitzah. Eitzah tovah ma'od. Be'in ha'limud, in the way of learning. Of course, it's understood that there are those who do not hold this way, or hold a more modified form of this. I'm not saying that this is the only view, the only opinion. But to understand and to appreciate what Rav Kook was talking about, Rabbi Nachman's sheet in this inyan was very extreme. It was very extreme. And for the most part, this is how the Chassidim and the Sfardim were learning for all the years, for the most part. Because of the hashpah of the yeshivas and so on, there have been some adjustments. But for the most part, this is how the learning took place, especially in the younger years. When somebody was much older than the oimek, there was much more of an oimek. There was always a shear in something that was ba'oimek, But it was only a small amount of time that was spent when the guys were growing up. It was only a small amount of time that was spent on that Iyun. And it was usually sugyas in Shas. In other words, like the Samar Rebbe Slusi Galeno and other tzaddikim, especially the Seder Alima that was in Hungary and most of Galicia, was that they didn't go through the Masechta. They went through fast. One Masechta after the other. Gemara Rashi Tosfos, not even every Tosfos, but Gemara Rashi Tosfos, fast. And every week or so, the Satmar Rav, I'm just giving an example, the Satmar Rav would spend time on one of the sugyas of that Masechta. It wasn't necessarily the daf that they learned that week. They would prepare the Ma'ar Mekaymus, and the Satmar Rav would say a shiur on that inyan, which is one of the main inyanim of the Masechta. And each Masechta, there are a dozen of the key sugyas of that Masechta. Those sugyas, the Rosh Hashiva wanted them, the Tzaddik wanted the Olam to know and to learn more bi'iyun, and the Shi would be on those sugyas. But as far as the regular daf was concerned, where the guys are learning the Seder, zoom, going through Masechta, going through Shas. The mind and the way and developing a way of learning and a way of thinking, that was for the time of the Chidushe Sugyas, of the Sugya. The Sugyas in that Masechta. But otherwise, as far as the guys and the regular Seder, it was to cover ground. That was the Seder of learning. Ein Tzarech Lomar by the Svarim, it was always the Seder, Halimud, was to go through the Masechtas. So one does not need to feel defensive to promote such a mahalach, since that was all of the years that was the mahalach of Klai Yisrael. If anything, one would have to try to prove or to defend a view that says that you could sit in yeshiva and learn 7-8 blot in a zman with boys, which is itself a chiddush that never was in our history, such a thing. To learn. Well, the older yeshivas, Rav Chaim Shmuel Lubavitch was screaming about this, the Stipler Chazanish. And so we're not talking about the ones who were not yeshivas. All the Gedolei Rashi yeshivas were Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, all of them said that this is the Churban of Torah. And yet in all of the yeshivas, to one degree or another, it's changing a little bit now. In some places, they're going at that pace, a few blot. And this is not just that it's against the way of the Maral or the Hasidim and whatever it is. It's in the Sfarim. It was not the way of the Rosh Hashivas in Europe either. In the Mir in Europe, you ask any, Baruch Hashem, we still have a few who are alive from those days, you ask them how they learned. And how much they covered. And they don't have the comfortable chairs and air conditioning like nowadays, understand. Maybe that's why they were able to get more done. No, what's going on now in many places with these few blood, that needs to be fa'enfer. That has to be, you have to give an excuse. How are you doing such a thing when it's against the entire Messiah of Liman Atarif, how we learned Tarif all the years? The next page, that through this, a person can learn a lot. Even if we're talking about a masmid. If a person is not the teva masmid, so if he's not in his nature a masmid, so what is hurting those non-masmidim the most, frustrating them and causing them to go away, is sitting on one thing for a long time. They get lost in that and they don't understand it. Or even if they do understand it, they can't sustain that excitement or interest for 3, 4, 5, 6 days over that diuk. And they begin to feel it like the time is just passing by. Guy looks at himself, he says, I'm in yeshiva, I'm ready, it's 11th, 12th grade, or I'm in Bis Medrash. I don't know anything. I don't know. I never learned. Most of the Masechtas of Shas never touched. Just the Yeshiva Masechtas, and sometimes you get into a certain cycle. Which I remember my son Ushi, that just how it ended up from this Yeshiva, and then he went to, that he was learning Bava Kama like 5 years in a row, the same parak, and he was going out of his Kalim. So I would have to always give him this pep talk, you like, you know, you think you really know it, right? And then to ask him a kasha, and then he's a smart guy. So it wasn't so posh, it, like, he did know it. You know, so, but he's saying like that, you know, I wanted to see other Torah, and I can't argue with that, because I believe in this very strongly, but I also didn't want him to you know, make him upset with the Seder HaYarim and the Yeshivas. What am I going to do? In the same parrot, this is the same shiurim that the Rosh Yeshiva have, and they're saying over for the same thing, the same shiurim, because they go through the cycle of the Yeshiva. They're not going to come back to learn, they're not going to come, you know, to learn a different mesech that they never learned in the Yeshiva, because that would mean preparing all new shiurim, and something that they did not have in their notes from when they were in Yeshiva. Anybody that's inside knows that this is what's going on. So it's over and over and over again. The great Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, every time they learned the Masechta, they started fresh. And there were different Shirim, new Shirim. You had people like that. Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Shimon, Rav Chaim, in our generation, Rav Yosher Ber, Rav Shach was like that. Everything was with his chatzis. Even Rav Shach was 95 years old. It was like he learned it for the first time. It was new. But for the most part, that's not what's going on. Those are very, very good. For the most part, it's Ibizonim, Nachamal, the Shir, the same Shir. If you have notes from the last Machzor, from the last cycle, you don't have to even go to Shir. You don't have to go to Shir. It's the same Shirun, and the same few blood. The same few blood. It's a pacha. So, the frustration that someone who betevers a mas, whatever, but then those that are, they're not, even the ones that are assuming, they're not a lot in the yeshivas, they just can't take it. They go out of the caleb. And if no one, I'm not suggesting knows that there shouldn't be a shir be'iyun, and to learn the derech halimud, and of course, but the ikkah should be, on the vlat, the ikkah should be to learn how to read Rashi. Think of guys now, that they want to say all kinds of fancy chidushim, they can't read a Rashi, they can't read a Gemara. They don't know how to read a Rashi. He's saying over Reb Chaim's, and he's saying over, Rabbi Kivegas, and you say, that's the Pshat, like, well, how does that fit into the Gemara? It's like, that's not important. What does that have to do with the Gemara? Well, you're saying over a Shiva in the Gemara. Well, no, this I heard from this the Shiva, this is to prepare the Ma'amar Kremes. He doesn't know how to read the Gemara. Or the point is, how do I get done with this Gemara very, very quickly so I can get to the good stuff? When the good stuff is the Gemara. That's the good stuff, is the Gemara. That's the best stuff in the world, is the Gemara. Not Snapple. The Gemara is the best stuff in the world. I don't remember, it says something like that. My family, I never drank it in my life. But the family, because it has fruit in it. What? Okay, so the Gemara is the best stuff there is. Not only in this world, it's made oilam va'ad oilam. There's nothing. The Gemara is the best thing in the world. But the guys don't feel that. The guys feel the Gemara is like, I gotta get out of this Gemara and to get to the good stuff. To the shiurim, you know, from the Rosh Yeshivas and so on. That's not how the Rosh Yeshivas became. That's not how they became Gedolim. The stipler didn't become the stipler by learning shiurim from shiurim made made simple for people. The stipler became the stipler by sleepless nights and long days, going and going and going and going. Mesechta from Mesechta. Somebody was just to have people, a person that's writing a parish, was somebody, one of the first was done, he's writing a parish, he's doing over the Yerushalmi Kalayim. How many of us even met the Yerushalmi Kalayim? I would make a challenge, a wager, that most of the boys in Shiva would spell the word Kalayim wrong. I'm not going to test anybody. Wouldn't even spell Kalayim right. Forget about knowing anything about Kalayim. That when you learn the Mishnah, it's Kalayim, so whoa, it's a different world. Zroim, all of Zroim, what is it? It's a whole different world. I'm not talking about someone that's 7 years old or 10 years old who's learning Mishnah. It's also that the people are not learning Mishnah. The guys are not learning Mishnah. So they have no Musagim in Kodshim and in Zroim, and Taharis, and they don't know anything about it. And the guys become very, very frustrated with the learning. And he says, in this way, Not only that, Rabbi Nachman says that in the end, you'll understand it better anyway than if you sit for a long time on one thing. If you go through a lot, you'll understand that which you were, the big lamdan that you're seeing for 3 hours, and this and that. He says, if you would just finish the Masechta and go through all of it, and then come back and learn it again, over and over, you would understand it better also. You would understand it better. It wouldn't be a kasha. There wouldn't be a kasha what you were learning before. Why was it a big kasha? It was a big kasha because he had no idea what this is. Somebody walks into like a nuclear plant, and he looks at this thing. He says, and the guy says, they bring him on a tour. Some rich guy, and he's donating money to whatever to destroy the world. So they take him to this nuclear plant. He's a gvir, you know. And they take him in there, and he walks in, and he has all kinds of kashas. There's no, I don't hold it this. I don't understand. What's the pshat in this? And like the technicians there, they spent their whole life studying nuclear physics. And this guy walks in, and in 15 minutes, he already has aches about how to do this and how to do that. And like you have it very often. Comes and you have like a mivad of different yeshivas. So you have who pays for the yeshivas? You have gvir that they pay for the yeshivas. So the gvir comes to the yeshiva. The worst thing is when the gvir wants to have a say in the chinuch of the children. You have a lot of gvirim that they know that they don't know anything about chinuch. They don't ask you questions about their business, and they don't give you suggestions about chinuch. They just write out a check and they say, you guys, you're the mechanchim, you make the yeshiva, and you do whatever you can to make it work. But then you have these certain gvirim. They already start to give aids. I remember that I was teaching for many, many years, the principle is a merdik and mensch. And once we went to there was a big veer, also a big baldeus. He should be well, he gives a lot of money, he's a good guy. But he's a big baldeus, like, you know, he's a maven in everything. Just because he knows how to make money, so that made him into a maven. So he starts to tell the principal, he says, I want to give you money, but I want you to have like this, and I want you to do like that. And he wanted to change the whole thing in the school, the Seder HaChinuch in the school. And I was there, so he said to him something in Yiddish, it was funny, and he said, it's a couple in again. I'll keep your check, I'm interested in this. He said, just walked out. He says, you're going to tell me how to teach. I'm doing it for 40 years. You're making money for 40 years. So you write the check, and I teach the kids. That's your job. Your job is to give money, my job is to teach. So you have the same thing when it comes to learning. The person never spent time in Shas. He doesn't know anything from Masechta this, Masechta that. He doesn't know anything from the way that the Rishonim operated. And he's sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he's his Shana Aleph, you know, in his Yeshiva Neitz Yisrael, and he's already, you know, slugging up Rashi. Or he's bothered by how it doesn't stim, it doesn't go. And you just say, why don't you just read the next sentence? Why don't you just read a little bit further? This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Like the gvir that doesn't make sense to him, the chinuch. And like the guy that goes to the nuclear plant, he says, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. You should press this button. Bing! This doesn't make sense. You're pressing the wrong buttons. I'll show you what buttons to press. But that's what it is. It's so ludicrous. It's so absurd. But just things keep on going on like that. Let's finish this paragraph. I know something you wanted to say. Someone just finished this paragraph. So he says, second line. Because when you get sidetracked, sometimes, you know, you get a chavrusa like that, right? You get a chavrusa. That can make you crazy. You get a chavrusa that his thing is to catch you and to make like and every single thing, and you have a few hours a week to put aside for learning. You know, you try and you're looking. And so you're a balabas and you have an hour or whatever to learn that day, and it's heartbreaking. You had an hour to learn that day, and the hour is finished, and then you go back home and your wife is so proud of you. And, you know, what did you learn today, honey? And he said, I learned to be Marvel Vidoisai. I learned to be a Savlan. I learned to be an Elichihid. No, but what did you learn? I thought you were learning the Sechta Bava Mitzvah. No, I didn't learn that today. But I learned how to be patient.
And a lot of guys are sitting in shiur like that too. The rabbi is sitting there. So the boys are learning how to be patient. So they're learning, you know, they can learn Talmud Devarim. They're also learning that Talmud. Learning, but where do they come home? A guy's a balabas. Mela guy sitting in yeshiva all day long. So out of a whole day, he's got to come home with something. You know, have a whole day, you pull something together. A lot of them feel that it's not even from the shiur. A lot of the boys that you ask them, they feel that it's from when they had their bikiya, so when they had their little thing in Parshas Shavuot, not from what they heard over the Taisus for 4 hours. That's not what they feel that they're coming home with. Well, I'm sorry, there's a lot for the guys, but you have to be patient. Yes. So they come, but about a bus, a guy that has an hour a day to learn, an hour a day, that's his Kodesh Kedoshim. He comes home, you know, what did you learn? What do you have from a whole week? What did you do? What do you do? Why do you think that Daf Yomi made such a knack in our generation? It's not that the guys it's not that qualitatively a lot necessarily that don't remember, they don't retain. Because people don't have time to chaz, they don't retain. But there's the excitement of going through Hashem's Baruch's Torah. There's an excitement. Besides the kriyas, there's an excitement. You come home in a week, you have 7 blad. True, you missed this point, you didn't have that point exactly. But, you know, you heard some good words over there. You heard some important concepts during the week. You got some important concepts. Guy comes home, 7 days, 7 blot. I accomplished something. People need that very, very much. Not just older people. Yeshiva Bachar need that too. I accomplished something. So, of course, then the other person would say, that's an accomplishment. That's not an accomplishment. If I ask Gornish, you don't know anything, you don't understand anything. And I'll prove it to you. You ask a cash in here. Not to be sidetracked or intimidated by that. It's all from the other side. Not to learn Torah Hashem. To learn Torah Hashem, he says, "Kizem abalim vaydim alimud." The kama b'nei adam poskim alidum lagamri. Rav Nachman said, many people listen to this. Kama b'nei adam. You could put in parentheses, u'bachurei yeshiva. The kama b'nei adam poskim alidum lagamri. Many people stop learning altogether. They rebu had digdukim shalom because of all their digdukim, because of all of their pilpulim, they stopped learning. I can't tell you how many times I've had conversations like this with guys that learned when they were young in yeshivas. Now they're business people; they're very, very busy, so they're not learning. They just don't learn. So why don't you learn? She says, because the learning, what comes out after the conversation is because these are guys that are perfectionists. They learned in the best yeshivas, and now they don't have time to learn that way, so they feel that if I sit and I learn a daf yomi, so I'm not learning at all. One of the most inspiring things I ever heard about learning was there was a very chosid of a rav in Toronto, Rabbi Marcus, all over Shalom. This Rabbi Marcus, I spent a night with him because I spoke once at Sesame Tshuva in Toronto, and I stayed with this Rabbi Marcus. He already was very sick, never. And I was there with him. And he was a son-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. He was a son-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. So he told me, I heard this from Rabbi Marcus, that when Rabbi Aaron had his terrible, terrible stroke, so he was in the hospital, and the operation, whatever they were doing, but then, of course, they had to teach him, you know, just to talk, and to even to the end, he was not, wasn't 100% at all, but had to move and had to. So Rabbi Marcus said that he was recuperating. Rabbi Aaron was a genius, you know, geniuses. So Rabbi Aaron's recuperating, and Rabbi Marcus said that he comes into Rabbi Aaron's hospital room to visit him. And he said that Rabbi Aaron is learning a mesechta, whatever, like chagiga, something like that, a mesechta. And it wasn't one of the mesechtas, you know, in the yeshivas. So Marcus said he asked him, Shver, what are you learning? He says, I'm learning Chagig. He says, Chagig. He says, it's the Daf Yomi. Now the Briskas are arch enemies of Daf Yomi. You know that. Because to them, that's like the Amoratzis. That's the arch enemies of Daf Yomi, because, well, you just, they don't go for that. And here you have Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik is sitting and he's learning Daf Yomi. So Rabbi Marcus told me that he says, Dafyomi? Like, so Rabbi Aaron said, he said that when I was well, I was a Rosh Hashiva. He says, I'm not well. I'm just a balabas. I'm a balabas. And an Elich a balabas has to learn Dafyomi, that's what he said. I heard this from Rabbi Marcus. He says, I can't do that. I can't do that anymore. I mean, I'm not able to. It's an Elch HaBalabas. What does a Balabas do? An Elch HaBalabas. That's what he said. The Baron said, you can't accuse him of not being a brisket, right? That's what he said. An Elch HaBalabas. That's the line of a Dafyom. Kama b'nei odom poskim l'udom l'gamay. I've heard this from many guys. They feel like, I'm going to learn for an hour or something like this, fast, whatever. So they'll start off learning three lines every night, to learn 2-3 lines, and they're trying to still, like, they're trying to make believe they're still in yeshiva. And in yeshiva, they had 14-15 hours. They only have an hour. And they sit on 2-3 lines. So Menachem says, Kam v'neodon poskim l'udom l'gamri, are they rebu, are they dukim shalem? Spent the whole hour in a dikduk of this or that. Uma loynish biyadam. Uma loynish ar biyadam. And nothing is left to them. They have nothing. 120. Nothing is left to them. Aval kishi yargil asam ilumad b'mehivas kenizka le'el. But if you accustom yourself to learn b'mehivas kenizka le'el, b'li dikdukim harbei, without sitting a lot of time, spending a lot of time on dikdukim, on this kasha and that teretz, ha'tayra tiskayin v'yodo, you will have tayra. At the end of your life, you'll have a lot of tayra. To learn a lot, you'll be excited, you'll feel a cheshek to learn, you'll enjoy learning, and you'll cover a lot of ground. Gemara, Paiskim Kulam, all of Shas, all of Poskim, all Shas, all of Shulchan Aruch, the Tanakh, all of Tanakh. Remember the, last week I was in the Sfarim store, so he had for me. He came in from Moshe David Valley, the Ramchal's Talmud, has a parish on Tanakh, which I enjoy very much. It's a very, very remarkable cipher. From the Mechal's Talmud, Moshe David Valley. So Mr. Bigleisen had it on, he says, came in on Divya Yomim. So, of course, I have the whole set. I'm not going to get the last one. Divya Yomim, and I was finished. They came out with the whole set. It's done, the last one, Divya Yomim. So I said, okay, pack it up. And I was thinking, I'm not to learn Divya Yomim. So, what's Divya Yomim? I read it once. I read Divya Yomim years ago when I had this thing to go through Tanakh very quickly, a few times. But it's been a very long time. Because just over the years, that was, when I say a long time ago, that was when I was still a Bacher. When I was a Bacher, I went through Tanakh. I haven't spent so many years Divya Yomim. And I had such a chalish to das that I've lost that time of when I was going through Tanakh, and it was such an exciting thing, and it's something to start again. You know, I had a chalish to das, but it gave me some mischaskas. So I brought it home and I looked at it and I said, okay, Divya Yomim, I'm going to try to get back to you. You know, I hope I will. I mean, because each time I'm fooling myself, but I want to get back to that. To that program, because I got also, you know, sidetracked in Dikdukim and Iyunim and certain things. I mean, you do that. I made a project a few summers ago. In the summer, I have all kinds of projects. So I made this thing to learn Sefer Yeshua. I learned Sefer Yeshua, to learn it Be'in, and Sefer Yeshua is an Olam Mole, because the whole universe itself is Sefer Yeshua, and I was doing Sefer Yeshua, and it was already the last few days of the summer. And my wife, you know, I sit on the porch over there, and I have my swarm, and my wife says, how's it going, Yeshua? And she looked over and she says, you're halfway through Perek Aleph. So I was feeling pretty good about myself until then, because I was doing like a lot, and I was writing a lot. I have a whole loose leaf of things I was writing and thinking about. The way my wife said it was, Perek Aleph. So I said, well, no, you don't understand. I'm trying to work it through. And she said, all right. Went back to the kitchen. Like, it. I felt like, oh, no, really, I'm really working on it.
Perk Aleph. You know? She's the same way, because she's Tanash, she's very similar. The girls come back from school, and they're supposed to learn Sefer Yeshayahu. My wife, you can't pull the wool over her eyes. She says, what are you learning? What are you learning? So they learn 2.5 prokim, and then for the test, they give them 40 prokim to read for the final. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they do it. The teacher did. And I says, how? What are you learning? Sefer Yeshayahu. You don't know anything. What are you learning, Sefer Yeshayahu? What do they teach? 3 prokim, 2.5 prokim. The teacher is saying all the things. What are you doing? What about the whole Sefer Yeshayahu? You don't know what's going on. And when you're learning Yeshayahu, you can't understand Yeshayahu unless you learn also at the same time in Melachim and in the Vayomim. There's one sugya. Yeshayahu, Melachim, and you can't learn. What do you know? What are you doing? So to call a teacher and to say, how can you only do with them 2 prokim the whole year? But this is what's going on. And the kids just go on and they finish, and then they finish school. And they go through the high school years. And what is it? What do they have? What do they have? At least in Eretz Yisrael, in the non-Haredi schools, they have a bagrut or something. You know what I'm saying? So they have this huge cumulative exam, but there's tons of stuff they have to know. Tons of stuff that they have to know. Otherwise, our kids ourselves come. Listen, Tanakh, Midrashim, all of Shas, all of Shulchan Aruch with the Mefarshim, all of the Midrashim, Midrash Rabbah, Midrash Tanchuma, Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta, the Yalka, to learn the Midrashim, the Sifrei HaZoyer, the Kabbalah, and ultimately to come to Sifrei HaZoyer, to the Zoyer and to Kabbalah. The Rishar Svarim Kulam, all the basic Svarim, obviously not all the new Svarim, but all the basic Svarim. Oh, Shas Svarim Kulam. And you still have time on Shabbos, Friday night, to learn something for fun. Just stop, because you feel like learning it. Awesome. Everything. Like they're doing in certain yeshivas, in Eretz Yisrael. All of Tanakh, all of Mishnayos, and then slowly but surely to make their way through Kol HaTorah Kula. That was the Seder, that always was for thousands of years. That was the Seder of learning. That it's good that a person in his lifetime should be able to go through all of Torah. Torah Shebichsav and all of Torah Shebapeh. He should be able to go through all of Torah Shebichsav and all of Torah Shebapeh in his lifetime. A person should learn when you already don't have that much time to learn. You should learn not Shalei by Chafetz. I believe very strongly that if a balabas, besides taking time always, as I always tell everybody, to learn halacha, and to learn, always have a seder in halacha, and to try to learn the prices of shavua and aliyah every day, if possible, I believe that if a person goes through shas, goes through a lot of gemara, and even if it means using a lot of the English, of the article, whatever, but goes through shas, that there's no greater way to spend one's time. The main thing is that each person has to feel that he's accomplishing and that he's connecting to this, his sherish and learning. So as I've said privately to some people, that person's netiyah is much more to halacha than, and he only has limited time of the day, then you should try to finish Shulchan Aruch for now. Others, that the union is more in Tanakh or in Machshava, or in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and to make a program for that. Because there are two things here. There's learning everything, and there's connecting your own Sherish and Neshama to the Torah that you're learning. So how to balance that with this limited time that people usually have is a big juggling act. And a person has to experiment. For some people, it means learning the Daf Yomi and trying to review it a little bit and listen to tapes and review it. That's what their learning is till 120. For other people, so there are other things. For the women, of course, there's no kviyas or ischaivis, but certainly to learn Tanakh properly, and to learn basic sifrei machshava, and to know Tehillim, and to know Mishlei, and to know even Sifrei Musar and Mesil Sharm, there's plenty to accomplish, there's plenty to do. So it's balancing those two things. Each person according to the sherish of his neshama, of what he's more drawn to, and in that thing that you're drawn to, covering a lot of ground.
That's what he's saying. What you're drawn to, covering a lot of ground. Because this is very daunting thing that Rabbi Nachman is saying to us, to learn all of Shas, all Midrashim, all Shulchan Aruch, and a person it only has an hour and a half a day or something, 2 hours, maybe 2 hours a day. There's a very big benefit for those people who are on the train a lot, who are driving a lot, that we have an hour time that Hashem's Bar gave us, such a thing that you can listen to, that you can listen to tapes. That was always time when a person's driving was always dead. There was nothing. Now a person has to go driving. You can look forward to getting in the car. People have told me that they, as much as they hate driving and being in traffic, but you know, they're excited. They got their thing. They're they're driving and they're able to hear a blat, two blat, and able to hear all kinds of gewaldige things, mishnayos and shulchan aruch and shiurim from the machshava or chassidus that they like. And it's one of the most exciting parts of the day. And on the train, so you see that they have in Farakway, they have the train. They begin over there. They learn. In Pesach, learn. It learns with them. The Afyomi for years already.
Three trains.
On three cars.
No,
three different.
Pesach
learned the first. Oh, three cycles of the train. But they're learning.
Three different trains.
No,
three
separate
trains.
Right. And they're learning, and they have shiur. So. Can you imagine that now our generation to have such a thing? These are brachas that we have to make use of, these brachas. And it's not like it was. It's not so expensive even. It's not hard to afford these things, to listen to shiur anymore like it was in the beginning. It's not hard. So each person to cover a tremendous amount of ground. Of course, not the same thing as learning inside, but at least the time is used in such a way. Even if someone's busy in the kitchen, my wife, she should be well. There's always a shiur going on the tape recorder in the kitchen. You don't have to use so much of your seichel when you're mixing together something. So, listen, that's time. Instead, you have to walk around with a phone to sit talk on the phone. You turn on a tape and you listen. You can have hours of learning, hours of Torah that a person can have. And not just talking about listening to some inspirational speeches. That's nice. But you can learn Tanakh, and they have Shirman, Tanakh, the Shirman for the men, Mishnayos and Gemara to learn. Mishnayos, even if you can't look inside, if you're busy doing something, whatever. If you want Mishnayos, to hear the words. There's so much that we can do that Hashem said, because we're it's so hard for us and we have so little time, there's so much pressure. And we have more time than they had in early generations. But the pressures and so on, kiyadua, that people are very, very torrid. So Hashem has made all of these things for a person to be able to do. Even it comes to Chumash Rashi. To learn Chumash Rashi, to learn on the parasha, to learn Chumash Rashi. So I told a couple of guys that we talk about, and I said, every year, so to learn this year, you're learning Sforno. If you don't understand that sentence, it's okay, just go through the parasha with Sforno. Try to understand the parasha. Learn it through. You know how good it feels a person learns Parshas Shavua. It's a wonderful thing. To learn Parshas Shavua, to learn it, whatever, English, Hebrew, to learn Parshas Shavua. You don't have to get stuck on the Lashon HaKodesh, to get stuck on a concept. You know, but to go through the parasha. And to learn through all of Tanakh. A person learns a page of in Tanakh. I'm saying just the Pshat, English and Hebrew. In the Tanakh. Now they have art school put out a few years ago. You can get Nevi'im Yishayim. They made it so beautiful. You have on top the Mikras Gedolos, and you have on the bottom in the English also, like the basic, you know, from all the Mikras. The person can mamish learn the whole Tanakh in what? 2 years? A year or two? From the whole Tanakh. If you do a page or two a day, you can learn the whole Tanakh. And to read a little bit what you like, to look inside here, a little bit here and there. You don't have to, you know, preparing a shiurim. A person who's a magid shiur, a person who's a rav, who's a rebbe in yeshiva, a rosh yeshiva, he has to spend a lot of time preparing, so he has to stay in an inyan. But if a person's not a magid shiur, and you're a balabas or a balabasta, so you have the pleasure of doing whatever you like, and to learn, like we saw, like I mentioned last week, when Rabbi Nachman talks about it. Okay, we'll go back and see next time we go to that. To go take a trip. If you like taking a vacation, you want to learn Sefer Shmuel. So you take off a month and you learn Sefer Shmuel. You go through the whole Sefer Shmuel. These are not You do anything you want. It's totally open to you. Where your heart takes you, but wherever your heart takes you, to cover it, not to dray a cup and sit for a long time. To move it. That's the main thing. I will continue. I spent too much time on this.